Yeah, so getting obviously some of it, but it's dropping out. So I don't know if using a handheld or something like that, or what's going on. But it's a strange phenomenon why it's dropping out so regularly throughout the over. Anyway, have another go. See if we can get that. Perhaps go with your call sign. But I assume you're in that area somewhere. G7HMB.
Yeah, I am licensed, but I don't want to. And see if I can get this. I'll let you carry on. Sorry to interrupt you.
No. Yeah, that's fine. Well, I mean, if you want to ping me a message, I'm on QRZ and whatever, and off the air if you prefer that. I don't know why you're not solid into the repeat or gateway, because you are at times, so don't know. Okay, no problem. I'll leave you to it and pass it back to you, site chain M0VUB, G7HMV.
Cheers.
Yeah, I'm sorry for you, but yeah, cheers to the station there. Yeah, it's a bit weird that, because you're sort of in, and then you're out, and then you're in, and you're out, so I'm not sure if it's like the CTCFS encoder. It's just, it might not be set up to the right deviation, which is probably what's happening there. The repeater sort of like chopping it out, basically squelching. Sounds like a CTCSS squelch, that is, which could be the deviation, basically. You might want to just check if your radius set on narrow, it might work out a bit better. Yeah, it's interesting stuff, isn't it, Matt? I mean, at the end of the day, you've been running repeaters now for a good few years, and when you get to run repeaters, it changes the game slightly, because you're using real infrastructure and providing that to the community, you know, real hardware. It's a little bit different with regards to a network, because you're sort of not in touch with reality when it comes to a network. When you've not got any infrastructure that supplies it, and you're just running a network, you might not have the same passion. But when you're actually running real stuff, supplying that to the community in your local area, and also being involved in building infrastructure for other people to connect to the network, then it feels real, and you get a sense of pride from that. You know, I do anyway, a sense of pride that you're helping people out, basically. You're helping the greater good for the hobby, aren't you? You're not doing it for you. It's very selfless, to be honest with you, I think. Because, you know, I couldn't really care what happens with the network. It's about the community, basically. And as long as we've got a reliable network going off, the infrastructure, because people spend a lot of money on equipment. You know, if they've got nothing to connect it to, then waste of money, isn't it? Right, anyway, Matt, I'm going to make this my penultimate, and wish you a 7-3, and might do it again tomorrow, we'll see. I've been playing on Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 early on this evening, so I might want to just play a bit more of that. I shouldn't really. I used to play on this with the work lads as well. All night, even the gaffer when I was an apprentice was on it, and it can get quite addictive. Anyway, cheers for now, Matt. 0 Victor Uniform Bravo.
Okay, no problem, G7HMV. That's probably a good shout, actually, Shane, if you're the station in, but you're still listening. If you're radio set to wide. That might be why it's dropping now. I don't know. Anyway, there we are. So yeah, narrow is definitely what you need on that back gateway. Okay, cool. Well, nice to have a chat. Nice to catch up again. Jack did quite well on the net earlier. It's the first time I've ever run anything like that. So, yeah, it's quite nice. He got a chance. He was got quite into it, didn't he? And it's like, oh, so I could just go work a couple more. I think 16 in the end, so that's not bad going on the net. So, he's quite liking that. He's like, oh, I wouldn't mind doing another one of those if they'll have me. And I said, sure, there'd be an opportunity. But, I mean, you wouldn't believe he's only 14. Did really well. So that's quite cool. Right, okay, I'll say 7-3. Yeah, it's 10 to 1. So time for bed. So 7-3 for now. And catch up with you perhaps tomorrow night if you're not on your call of duty. 7-3 for now, G7HMV.
Yeah, roger that. Well, I don't know, literally, I've played Modern Warfare for years. I mean, this must have been 15 years ago since I played Modern Warfare. But my daughter's Xbox is down here in the conservatory. Well, the conservatory, it's not anymore. The TV, everything's set up right in here for me. It's got the sofa and everything in there. And I get out of the way, this is my little sort of space in the evening. And she's got the Xbox sitting there, and I normally use it for like Netflix and stuff. But I installed a load of games over the Christmas period and whatnot. Came across Modern Warfare and I thought, oh, still going. So I've been playing on that a little bit and partying in a few insults to other users. But I'll probably do one or two more rounds on Free For All, and then I think I'm done for the evening. I didn't catch the match. Cheers for that. A good chat, and we'll do it all again another day. 7-3, catch you later. Victoria Form, Bravo.
G7HMV, back to standby. Just curious if the station in Wisbeach is still there. Or whether you've gone QRT. I wonder if you tried narrow and whether that seems to work fine. G7HMV.
Yeah, I'm
going
code on. I don't know whether that's... use the radio on it. Always on, but my only speed 2 meters. 9 o'clock, and it's tough. Very well, so I have to keep the. I'm sort of rushing to see him, see he's up, you know, in case he's again, so. So, you know, obviously I'm grateful on there or something. Set.
Yeah, okay, G7HMV. Yeah, okay, it's curious. because it's still just as much broken up, and not made a lot of difference changing to an hour or whatever. That's kind of where it doesn't sound like you're, you know, kind of just on the edge of coverage, but peculiar, very peculiar. But anyway, there we are. I mean, the node I know, I helped Martin M7, P7 MSG, put it on because he's a club member, or used to be a club member down here in Hertfordshire, where we're based, and he's moved up to the area. So it's not long since it's been on. I know he's got some other things to change. It's strange. It's like you're not quite making it, but when you're there, you're loud as loud, you know, Q5, and then it's dropping and out. So I just don't know, a bit peculiar. You know, I heard you saying something about that you had to go and see someone or whatever, and look out for them or whatever, and bits and pieces that you just get. I don't know, very weird. I assume you're receiving me 100%. So, yeah, very strange, but, yeah, don't know. Anyway, obviously, it's a new gateway, and, you know, I think I've worked other people through it, so I think it generally works, unless there's something weird going on with the internet, which is not unusual, not impossible. Anyway, back around to you, see if we did it this time around. Geez, about Chumby.
Yeah, fine there. Yeah, no, this radio, I've never used 7900E, the ASU. I'm trying to find the... Anyway, I won't hold you up. I'm going to go... Got to take some tablets. All the... Maybe we'll call next time, but...
Cheers. Yeah, okay, no problem. Well, all the best. Hope you enjoy the rest of your Christmas, and yeah, all's good to your end. And perhaps another time we can have another go. And yeah, fine on the radio. I guess you'll get a manual or whatever on the internet. But there we go. Okay, 73 for now. G78, Chevy. Cheers.